Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm out of pause. Federal police have seized $28 million worth of drugs in separate hauls over a 48-hour period. One man allegedly had more than 6 kilograms of cocaine strapped to his groin. Another man was then caught allegedly trying to smuggle meth in his underwear and socks. Both foreign nationals have been charged, refused bail, and will appear in court again in November. Iran says Israel will regret its recent bombing raids in Lebanon, which have claimed a key operative. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has been killed in an airstrike. Iran has long backed the terrorist group, and the death is seen as a blow to its influence in the Middle East. Speaking on Iranian TV, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Israel's actions is short-sighted.
The entire resistance forces across the region stand by Hezbollah and support it. Resistance forces, led by the proud Hezbollah, are the ones who will decide the fate of this region.
That translation thanks to Sky UK. The New South Wales government is under pressure to make sure the state schools are safe. The Education Department says assaults have doubled in the past year. Teachers are worried about the growing use of weapons in schools. The worst area is the Tuggerah Lakes region on the state's central coast, followed by Maitland. Western Australian police are investigating whether a bone that washed up on a popular beach is human. The discovery was made by an off-duty officer at Cottesloe Beach yesterday morning. The bone is 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur. Earth will soon get its own mini-moon. A 10-metre asteroid known as 2024 PT5 will enter the Earth's orbit today. Astrophysicist Dr. Laura Dreesen says the rock will stay for a while, but not forever.
Because of the way that it's moving in the orbit around the Sun in a similar distance to Earth and the speed that it's travelling, Earth is going to gravitationally capture it. So it's actually going to be captured for 57 days in our gravity.
In sports, Swan star Isaac Heaney has revealed he took a stress fracture in his ankle into the AFL Grand Final, won by the Brisbane Lions 120-60. Heaney was well below his best in the heavy defeat. Nathan Cleary is playing down fears about his shoulder after the Panthers qualified for a fifth straight NRL Grand Final. Penrith overpowering Cronulla 26-6 in slippery conditions at a core stadium in Sydney. Cleary was seen clutching at his troublesome shoulder near full time, but says he is a certainty to play in next week's decider against the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it's all good. Just a little knock at the end, but ended up playing out the next two sets and fell for one, so all sweet.
Sharks forward Toby Rudolph is facing a 1-2 match ban after being charged with tripping Panthers captain Isaiah Yeo. England star Cole Palmer has become the first player to score 4 first-half goals in a Premier League game as Chelsea beat Brighton 4-2. Golf and Team USA has taken an 11-7 lead over the internationals in the President's Cup, and Jorge Martinez claimed pole for tonight's MotoGP Indonesian Grand Prix. Aussie Jack Miller will start in 16th. That is the latest in news and sport.
103.2. The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories, priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
In Parramatta, rugby at Combank Stadium from 11 a.m. this morning. Expect delays approaching Parramatta, including on Parramatta Road, Chet Street, Victoria Road, James Roos Drive and Pennant Hills Road. And Sydney Olympic Park, there's NBL at Kudos Bank Arena. That's from 2:30 p.m. Expect delays on the M4 and Homebush Bay Drive. 48-hour blinds. Get custom-made roller blinds ready in just 2 days at Accent Blinds. Visit accentblinds.com.au. T's and C's apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Don't
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Brian Daigle, it's Turbulent Skies on Hope 103.2, and a new service has revealed something about bosses that we've all kind of suspected, but we never knew to be true. It's confirmed that, or I'll let you know what it is after Crowded House. This is Weather With You.
think it's the most important thing there is.
Hive 103.2.
Your life, that's Switchfoot on Hope 103.2, and a new survey has revealed that bosses might be faking productivity as much as their staff. And it appears that just because you can get someone to return to office doesn't mean you can make them work. New research has found that 40% of employees admit to faking productivity, and also 40% of managers engage in the same behaviors. So this is a study that was conducted by WorkHuman. And yeah, so if you're thinking that your bosses are looking like they're playing Wordle or, you know, solitaire behind their desk, they probably are.
Hi. 103.2.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive, and living without hope. That's why, for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs, and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Hope.
1032.
Put the booze back on the shelf. Let your friends
103.2.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. Receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, if you feel lost, I'll be the waymaker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker.
Zach Williams, Chainbreaker on Hope 103.2, and a brand new episode of the Hope Breaky podcast dropped on Friday. It's a highlight reel, the best of the best. You can catch up on it if you've missed out on hearing them throughout the week. Hope1032.com.au or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Laura. Join me on Undistracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The word of God says, his perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
G'day. Yeah, I know. Old houses don't usually talk, but I'm really excited. I'm going to get knocked down and rebuilt into a brand new home for my owners.
Site Demolition is a reliable team of expert demolishers. They'll knock down your old home, making way for your dream home, and provide a smooth process with demolition approvals.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Get it knocked down right the first time with station sponsor Site Demolition. Masterton Homes' preferred demolisher. Visit sitedemolition.com.au. AAA Tire Factory has been a local family-owned business for 40 years. Three generations working together. With 20,000 factory direct tyres in stock and ready to fit, including brands like Pirelli, Continental, Falcon, Toyo and Nexon. Find a better price and we'll beat it on any stocked item. Best tyre brands. best tyre prices. That's AAA. Visit AAAtyrefactory.com.au or call 961 3940.
Station sponsor.
Over Easter I tweeted, question, what do Jesus and chocolate have in common? Answer, they both should be celebrated every day of the year. After a rush of comments about how bad chocolate was, I got to thinking about the theology of chocolate and why sometimes people associate pleasure with evil. God made the natural world. Over and over he said it was good, created for us to enjoy. The physical world is as much a work of God as the spiritual one. So when I'm enjoying the pleasures of this life, I'm expressing my God-given humanity and glorifying the Creator who made it all. The vibrant colours of a sunset, the scent of fresh flowers, the smoothness of good quality chocolate. These are things that make us feel good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the Gnostics of the early centuries after Christ who said that earthly pleasure was the antithesis of heavenly good. But this is not God's heart. After all, Christianity is the only religion that saw spirit becoming flesh. So today, why not take some time to enjoy the beauty around you? Revel in God's good gifts. And most of all, go eat a piece of chocolate. This is Tanya Harris of GodConversations.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
It's hard to argue when you won't stop making sense. My tongue still misbehaves and it keeps digging my own grave with my hands open and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that you're Stevens on, and we'll play your favorite song. Chicago bursts to life, and your sweet smile remembers you. My hands open, and my eyes open. I just keep hoping that you're.
The difference this message makes.
Hope 103.2.
I woke up with a broken heart in my chest. I couldn't sleep, couldn't get no rest. Weighed down by the heaviness of life.
And I try to shake it flipping through my phone, but all it does is make me feel more alone. How could anything that feels so wrong be right? 7 billion voices separate us, but only one can show us who we are. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Beautiful shades of love. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. That's where the light comes from, yeah. Same medicine. We all need another second chance. There's no first in line at the foot of the cross. Father, forgive me. Show my concrete heart. We are made in the image of, made in the image of God. Yeah.
The cricket, the beach, and the skate park. Hope 103.2.
Care for me to the sound, honey, love.
Pitch on Hope 103.2. Sharma here with you and heading over to the community notice board on October the 5th. Come along to the Spring Fete at Pennant Hills, corner Boundary Road and Bellamy Street. This is taking place through Breecroft Pennant Hills Uniting Church. You can find out information on the website hope1032.com.au.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland Wetherill Park or call 1300 247 Chemist. That's 1300 247 243.
Daniel O here, founder of Sandpiper Coaching, helping you face any career challenge with confidence. Our dedicated team is ready to provide you with unlimited career coaching for 6 months. So talk to us about career and transition coaching, outplacement and redundancy coaching. With over 20 years' experience, station sponsor Sandpiper Coaching are your trusted career coaching team. Visit sandpipercoaching.com.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Dr. Andrew Browning from the Fistula Foundation explains MegaVoice.
On the MegaVoice, it's a little solar-powered device, and we have recordings on there. We've got different things. So we've got health messages on there. So we've got a testimony of a fistula patient who tells about the experience that she went through and how she came to the hospital to be physically healed. We've got education about fistula, about maternal health. But more importantly, we've got the Gospels, the good news about Jesus Christ.
Find out more at megavoice.org.au.
Hope 103.2.
I was only walking through your neighborhood, saw your light on, honey, in the cold. I stood anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. I've been getting used to waking up with you. I've been getting used to waking up here. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. There you are. There you are. And I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine. Feel the lightness in my step. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere, anywhere I go, there you are. Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. There you are, there you are.
brings here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
Run away, right now, let's just run away. All that talk is killing me. One last shot, hold on to me. Oh, there's something I gotta say to you. There's somewhere we gotta go. Been out of sync and in the sand. Chasing what we can. Baby, it's not enough. Oh, it's like we're stuck in the mezzanine. With 20 floors up to go. Oh, yeah. Been out of town and in the rain. Trying to switch the lane.
We had the chance to turn the pages.
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm out of pause. Federal police have seized $28 million worth of drugs in separate hauls over a 48-hour period. One man allegedly had more than 6 kilograms of cocaine strapped to his groin. Another man was then caught allegedly trying to smuggle meth in his underwear and socks. Both foreign nationals have been charged, refused bail, and will appear in court again in November. Iran says Israel will regret its recent bombing raids in Lebanon, which have claimed a key operative. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has been killed in an airstrike. Iran has long backed the terrorist group, and the death is seen as a blow to its influence in the Middle East. Speaking on Iranian TV, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Israel's actions is short-sighted.
The entire resistance forces across the region stand by Hezbollah and support it. Resistance forces, led by the proud Hezbollah, are the ones who will decide the fate of this region.
That translation thanks to Sky UK. The New South Wales government is under pressure to make sure the state schools are safe. The Education Department says assaults have doubled in the past year. Teachers are worried about the growing use of weapons in schools. The worst area is the Tuggerah Lakes region on the state's central coast, followed by Maitland. Western Australian police are investigating whether a bone that washed up on a popular beach is human. The discovery was made by an off-duty officer at Cottesloe Beach yesterday morning. The bone is 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur. Earth will soon get its own mini-moon. A 10-metre asteroid known as 2024 PT5 will enter the Earth's orbit today. Astrophysicist Dr. Laura Dreesen says the rock will stay for a while, but not forever.
Because of the way that it's moving in the orbit around the Sun in a similar distance to Earth and the speed that it's travelling, Earth is going to gravitationally capture it. So it's actually going to be captured for 57...